Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for the process of there, a walk of faith where we allow God and the Word to take us through a process as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of Him from height to height, depth to depth, glory to glory, faith to faith. It's a process where you cannot plan out, plot out, but it's an everyday process where you must take and apply the Word of God by faith, knowing that God's word is true, that it's able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine, that the word of God is alive, that when we apply the faith with the word, that we command the word to be in action form to accomplish in our lives everything that God has already commanded, everything that he's ordained, the law of the word of God, the law of what God has spoken concerning us, we command it to manifest in our lives. So, thank you so much for joining me today. We've been looking at the lives of individuals in the Bible, seeing them not as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals living in a different time, in a different century, but being the chosen of God. For we know that God has chosen us. We didn't choose ourselves, and I'm so grateful that he did, because God chooses unlikely candidates to do something miraculous for his glory, something that we cannot do for ourselves or with our own strength, but it's all by the word and the power of God that it is accomplished. Because as we look at these individuals' lives, we see as we study them that they were not perfect. They were ordinary people, and they sometimes did not make the wisest decisions, didn't follow the command of the Lord. But because of God's word, the word that was spoken, their mistakes, their shortcomings could not refute or stop the word that had been spoken. It was powerful enough to accomplish in their lives the will of God, because God's love covered the multitudes of their sins, and because his purpose was to see glory in that individual life or that family or that nation's life. He made sure that regardless of their mistakes, regardless of their shortcomings, regardless of their downfall, that the word was going to be accomplished through his grace. This same grace is helping us live every single day in the knowledge and the truth of who he is, and has given us power to overcome the world, overcome the flesh, or any enemy. Because as long as we do it God's way, we're going to come out as he says, and not as the enemy or the circumstance says. We've been looking at the process of there, and we're going to talk briefly for this 15 minutes of empowerment about the word, the thing that you need, the word that's been given to you that is being challenged by a problem. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We look in the word of God, and we see that Jesus goes to a wedding, and the wedding is a wedding that he's invited at, and there's a problem. Mary, his mother, tells him, because they run out of wine, tells him, informs him that there's no wine left. And the Jewish customs, they celebrate a wedding for days, sometimes weeks. And that wedding was a celebration that went on continuously, and they needed to have enough wine to last the entire time, enough food to last the entire time. And the groom was responsible for making sure that it was going to be enough. So we see a problem. We have a word that the blessings would be on them, and that the celebration is going to be a celebration that basically gives life and celebrates the authority of God over marriage, over a union, over a nation, over recreation. They're basically going to have children that will now praise and honor God. Everyone is being blessed by the union, and people there being set to celebrate. But then we have a problem. We have a problem because there's not enough wine. You might have a problem in your life, and it's not lining up to the word of God, to the thing that God has spoken concerning you. It's not lining up to that which God has promised you. It's not looking like what God has already commanded to be for your life. And the enemy's trying to embarrass you. For to run out of wine at the wedding would be embarrassing. It would speak against the groom and his ability to take care of his spouse, his new spouse. It would speak against his family and the family that he's now entering and joining to. So it would speak in an embarrassing way to make it look like that what they were doing was not blessed or what they were doing was not sufficient. And we know that this was a wedding that Jesus and his mother was invited to. So it was a wedding that was serving a purpose. Even if they didn't understand it, the purpose was for God to get glory. Your problem is for God to get glory. That situation that's in your life, God is going to get glory out of it. And what Jesus did was he took what was already there to provide the answer for the people. He took what already was, and he performed a miracle. He took what they knew to be something that they could do for themselves, but he changed it into a miracle. And what I mean by that is he said, take the water pot, fill it with water. They were able to get water themselves, but they could not see that the water was their answer. The water was the solver of the problem, because Jesus took the water and manifested the wine. The wine was already there. It was already in the water. They just could not see it. It didn't say that Jesus prayed. It didn't say that Jesus had intercession. It didn't say that he stomped and called and bound and anything. He just said, take it, and it turned into wine. Their problem was solved because the solution to the problem was already there. But sometimes when God begins to deal with us and give us our answer, our solution, it may not come in the form or in the way that we want, but he's bringing the answer and the solution to us regardless of how it seems. We've got to be obedient to what he's saying. What if the men, the servants, had not obeyed? What if they had not gotten the water pots to fill them with water? What if they said that we already have water, we need wine, and walked away? Then they would have lost the miracle that God wanted to perform. The miracle that stated, and that the governor of the ceremony came back and said that they had the best wine, that everyone normally puts the best wine out and then give the weaker or the lesser wine later, but the best wine was being served now, which lets me know that when God begins to answer, when God begins to perform, when God begins to meet and supply, it's going to be better than anything else you've had. It's going to be better than anything you've seen. It's going to be that which will cause bragging rights to those who taste or look upon your life and see the greatness of God, his deliverance. It's going to be that will make them praise God even more, or even recognize the God that you serve, because God is going to do something better than what you experienced or encountered before. It's going to be an overcoming testimony that will not make you ashamed, because the enemy wanted to shame the bride and groom and the family with not having enough. The enemy wants to shame you with not more than enough. He wants to shame you with lack. He wants to shame you with confusion and chaos. He wants to come in your business and rob you and steal from you, your family, your marriage, your health. And he wants to make it seem as if that which God has blessed and God has aside and put his love over is not what it appears to be, because marriage is God's idea. He gives them the instructions on how they are to celebrate and what they are to do and how they are to commemorate that marriage and make it be something that is blessed. And so the enemy comes in the middle of what should be a joyous time to try to bring lack. But Jesus understood, I'm coming to solve the problem at the time. He could not go before time. He could not go in his own time. He had to go at the set time. And when the set time has come, he let the water, which was already there, become the answer to their problem. He let the manifestation be something in the water to appear to them in water form, but it was really the wine. He allowed the miracle to come in such a way that they themselves marveled at God's awesome power. What you need and how it's coming is going to bring a marvel to those around you, even to yourself. It's going to blow your mind, but it's going to bring praise, honor, and glory to God, and it's going to take off the reproach of shame, of mocking, or embarrassment that the enemy would try to bring. It's going to bring a place where God is going to let you see into something, realize something that you never did. And when they tasted this wine that they said was better, I believe this supernatural wine was able to go in and do more than just satisfy the celebration. I believe that it went in and did healing. I believe it went in and broke off yokes. I believe it did the miraculous, that because he said that the governor says it's the best wine. It's better than what was served before. So I believe because it was supernatural wine, it was that which was created and performed by the power of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. I believe it has the ability to go in and heal, deliver, and set free, that it has the ability to go in and mend. It has the ability, if there was anyone barren there, that when they drunk this wine, their womb was going to be opened up, that if there was barrenness in their spirit, they were now going to have a fresh breath, a fresh revelation of God, that they were going to have an encounter with Him. If they needed healing in their body, that healing was going to take place, that the celebration would be a celebration that was more than just the event itself, but the life of God that was going to be poured out, because I believe that it had everything to do with what we do in our ceremony and our communion with the Lord, the bread and the wine. They were able to get the wine of the Spirit in the natural form that would celebrate and commemorate what He was going to do in their life, washing away, restoring their life. So I believe when God gets ready to do the miracle in your life through allowing something unusual to become the problem solver, it's going to come in and do healing in every area of your life, in your family, in that business, in your body, in your emotion, whatever it is. I believe it's going to come in and it's going to be that which says, it's going to speak to that which was done with Jesus when His blood was shed. It's going to speak to that which was done when He made us whole. It's going to speak to that when He restored us, when He brought us back. It's going to speak to that, and it's going to testify to the glory of God that we have a Redeemer, that we have a Savior, that we have someone who's paid the price, that has done the miraculous for us, and that's going to bring healing not only to us but to everything and everyone around us. So your problem, look for the solution. Look for the miraculous hand of God to come in and turn something ordinary into something extraordinary, to make that water in your life, because He's the well of living water. So He was able to pull the water from Himself, even though they were getting natural water. In the spirit realm, it was water that flowed from Him, water that flowed out of His life, water that flowed from His bowels, water that flowed from His spirit, and He used that same water of purification to now purify their life and purify their spirit and purify everything in their heart. He used that same water to solve their problem, to be a blessing to them and the situation for the glory of God. Whatever you're going through, look for that same water, that living water to flow in your life from Jesus. Look for that same water to come in and purify. Look for that same water to speak by. Look for that same water to be the communion that comes in and lets you understand the redemption power of God that is going to hit your spirit, hit your life, hit your situation. It's going to solve your problem. You're going to look at yourself and say, I'm now understanding why the problem was there, so that I can understand the great deliverance of God. You're going to look at yourself and say, I know why the problem was there, because now I understand the healing and the restoration of God. I know what it is to be in lack. I know what it's to be in a situation where it looks like I'm being mocked or I'm being ashamed. But now, because of the healing of God, because of the restoration of God, because of my communion with Him, because of His promises with me, because of what was finished on the cross, even before my problem arose, it was already finished. My solution already came. My answer already came. The blood brought it. The cross brought it. He already paid for it. And when He shows up to do a miraculous thing, it's going to make my life a greater celebration and praise unto the Lord. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, no matter how big that problem is, because there were thousands of people celebrating. There were people there that saw the problem, but yet they saw the answer come in a miraculous way. So no matter what it is, I don't care who's looking, if it's just in your household, if it's just your family, if it's the church family, if it's the business, whoever it is that is looking, even if it's doctors that are looking at your life, the water of God, the purification of God, getting ready to hit and bring the wine of deliverance, the wine of the benefits of knowing and serving and being fellowship with Him, but it's also going to be the wine of blessing, the wine of prosperity, the wine of wholeness, and that wine will speak greater than anything you could ever say. It will testify and bring the minds of your mockers, of those who are trying to make you ashamed, even the situation, to a place where they will recognize and know that the saving hand, the saving strength of God has come and performed this thing in your favor on your behalf. Look for your problem to be solved in an unusual way. Look for it to be answered in an unusual way. And when you receive that answer, give God honor, give him praise, because your answer is going to come. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life, the process of DARE, this faith walk, and this 15 minutes of empowerment. Pray that you've been blessed and that you would join me on tomorrow for another 15 minutes of empowerment. Remember, your problem, Jesus has your solution. It's just all in the water and it's in the wine. God bless you.